Hi, and welcome to a podcast designed to answer an important question when discussing emotional intelligence, one that is normally asked, and it is, what is the difference between IQ and EQ? The definition of IQ is, it is a number that signifies the relative intelligence of a person. It's the ratio multiplied by 100 of the mental age as reported on a standardized test to the chronological age. IQ is primarily used to measure one's cognitive abilities, such as the ability to learn or understand new situations, how to reason through a given problem or scenario, and it is the ability to apply knowledge to one's current situations. It involves primarily the neocortex or top portion of the brain. EQ, on the other hand, is defined as the ability to use both emotional and cognitive thought. Emotional intelligence skills include, but are not limited to, empathy, intuition, creativity, flexibility, resilience, stress management, leadership, integrity, authenticity, interpersonal skills, that is, communication within the self, and interpersonal skills, or communication between two or more people. It involves the lower and central sections of the brain called the limbic system. It also primarily involves the amygdala, which has the ability to scan everything that's happening to us moment to moment to see if it is a threat. When you have time, check out Amygdala Hijacking, and you'll learn more about how our emotions can get away from us. Research shows that emotional intelligence may actually be significantly more important than cognitive ability and technical expertise combined. In fact, some studies indicate EQ is more than twice as important as standard IQ abilities. Further, evidence increasingly shows that the higher one goes in an organization, the more important EQ can be. For those in leadership positions, emotional intelligence skills account for close to 90% of what distinguishes outstanding leaders from those judged as average. One of the first to point out the distinction between intellectual and emotional capabilities was a Harvard psychologist named Howard Gardner, who introduced his theory of multiple intelligences back in 1983. At best, IQ contributes 20% to the factors that determine life's success, which leaves 80% to other forces, including in large part emotional intelligence. Many scholars who have researched EQ believe that IQ will get you through school, but EQ is what will get you through life.